Have you ever experienced that unmistakable gut feeling when something isn't right? That sensation isn't just metaphorical. It represents a profound biological connection between your digestive system and emotional world. Dr. Will Cole's revolutionary work reveals that 60% of American adults suffer from chronic disease despite unprecedented access to health information. The missing piece? Understanding shameflammation, the destructive cycle where negative emotions trigger physical inflammation. This concept bridges the artificial divide between mind and body that has dominated conventional medicine, offering a framework that has helped thousands globally reclaim their health through understanding the gut-feeling connection. When we ignore this connection, we treat symptoms rather than root causes. The gut and brain literally develop from the same embryonic tissue and remain linked throughout life via the vagus nerve, an information superhighway carrying constant two-way traffic. This biological reality explains why addressing only physical symptoms or only emotional factors rarely leads to complete healing. True wellness requires nurturing both our physical gut and our emotional landscape simultaneously. Your physical state influences your emotions as powerfully as emotions impact physical health. Chronic inflammation is now recognized as a primary driver of depression and anxiety, with research showing depression patients have 46% higher inflammatory markers. Your gut microbiome directly produces neurotransmitters. 90% of serotonin is made in the gut. Even mild dehydration, 1 to 2%, can trigger anxiety and mood disturbances. Regular exercise proves as effective as medication for depression in many studies. Emotions equally affect physical health. Patients with chronic digestive issues often continue declining despite eliminating trigger foods because they won't address overwhelming stress. Others struggle with stubborn weight despite perfect diets because their bodies remain locked in fight or flight mode from past trauma. This bidirectional relationship creates either virtuous or vicious cycles that dramatically impact overall health. At the heart of gut-feeling disconnection lies shameflammation, where shame creates physical inflammation that sabotages health. This explains why many remain stuck in chronic health issues despite trying countless diets, supplements, and treatments. The body's stress response to shame can persist for months or years, creating inflammatory cascades affecting immune function and hormone balance. Unlike guilt, feeling bad about something you did, shame makes you feel fundamentally unworthy of health. Research from the University of California shows shame triggers inflammatory proteins that contribute to disease development. Studies show individuals with higher self-compassion experience significantly lower inflammatory responses to identical stressors. This demonstrates why self-compassion must underpin all health practices. You cannot heal a body you hate. For many patients, like Sarah, this shame-inflammation connection becomes the primary barrier to healing, as her autoimmune symptoms persisted despite a perfect anti-inflammatory diet until we addressed her deep belief that she didn't deserve wellness. Your gut houses 100 trillion beneficial microbes, more than 10 times the number of human cells in your body. This microbiome metropolis forms a critical component of the gut-brain connection, influencing everything from digestion to mental health. Your gut produces 95% of your body's serotonin and 50% of its dopamine, the primary feel-good neurotransmitters. Research links gut bacteria changes to anxiety, depression, PTSD, and premenstrual symptoms. These bacteria, collectively weighing about 5 pounds, can even influence your food cravings. When we cut sugar, sugar-eating bacteria manipulate our taste buds to make us crave it again. Common gut health issues include bacterial dysbiosis, imbalance of bad bugs, leaky gut, damaged intestinal lining, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, SIBO, candida overgrowth, and food sensitivities, each creating systemic inflammation affecting digestion, mood, energy, and cognition. The enteric nervous system, containing 200 to 600 million neurons in your digestive tract, works directly with your central nervous system, explaining why emotional health profoundly affects digestion, regardless of diet. Chronic stress can increase intestinal permeability and trigger conditions like SIBO and acid reflux. The wellness world is caught between toxic diet culture and anti-diet culture, both causing shame and stress. Food Peace offers a third way that recognizes food's physiological impact while maintaining a healthy relationship with eating. Every bite affects our microbiome and mood-regulating neurotransmitters. The gut-feeling approach encourages awareness rather than elimination, asking, is this feeding my gut and brain? What about my head and heart? Sugar is a primary health undermining factor linked to obesity, diabetes, heart disease, dementia, and autoimmune diseases. The average American consumes 17 teaspoons daily, about 60 pounds annually, which hijacks our nervous system and gut microbiome. Alcohol functions as a neurotoxin that disrupts the gut-feeling connection, increases intestinal permeability, triggers inflammation, and is associated with lower brain volume. A stress-free food plan includes protein, builds neurotransmitters, healthy fats, energy for brain and hormone health, and complex carbohydrates necessary for serotonin production. Fruits and vegetables provide nutrients, fiber, and polyphenols that feed beneficial gut bacteria. Stress ranks among the most harmful junk foods for our bodies. Research links it to the 6 leading causes of death and 60 to 90% of doctor visits, with healthcare costs nearly 50% higher for highly stressed individuals. The damage is extensive, triggering brain changes, hormonal cascades, slowed metabolism, decreased thyroid function, increased intestinal permeability, and altered DNA expression. Chronic stress inappropriately activates immune cells, causing inflammation that underlies nearly all diseases. Our bodies weren't designed for the constant sympathetic activation of modern life. Perfectionism in wellness proves particularly harmful. When we inevitably falter in pursuing perfect habits, we label ourselves failures, adding stress, and creating what might be called shameflammation. Emotions significantly impact physical health. Grief can increase heart attack risk 21-fold in the day after losing a loved one. Unresolved anger connects to headaches, digestion problems, and cardiovascular disease. Loneliness increases risks for high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, weakened immunity, and cognitive decline. The journey to wellness begins by reconnecting body and mind through practices addressing both gut health and emotional well-being, strengthening the gut-feeling connection through daily intentions rather than restrictive plans. Meditation counters shameflammation by calming inner noise and restoring gut-feeling connection. Research confirms its effectiveness for anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, chronic pain, insomnia, and PTSD. Studies show it lessens IBS symptoms, induces brain plasticity, and increases vagal tone. Breathwork directly calms the nervous system. Our breathing patterns reflect our mental state. Stressed breathing is shallow and chest-centered, while healthy breathing is deep and abdominal. The 4-7-8 technique, inhale for 4, hold for 7, exhale for 8, can be practiced anywhere. Self-compassion is another healing tool. Unlike our ancestors who faced acute threats, we endure chronic stressors causing persistent inflammation. Research shows people practicing self-kindness experience lower stress responses than self-critics. Speaking kindly to ourselves deactivates the threat response, creating conditions for healing. Your body is not a problem to solve, but a garden to tend. By nurturing both your physical gut and emotional landscape, you create conditions for healing. This isn't about perfection, it's about reconnection. Listen to your gut feelings. They've been trying to tell you something important all along.